15. Now, from television, we move to film. Because as we all know at this stage, Paul Mescal is the hottest thing in the movie world at the moment. And a lot of people are a bit disappointed he didn't win the Oscar last week. But what the hell? His star is still very much rising. And if you are a Paul Mescal fan, you will be delighted to hear that his latest movie is called God's Creatures. It was premiered at the Dublin Film Festival and it's going to be on general release this weekend in cinemas all over Kerry. But we have a particular interest in that movie here in the Kingdom because it was produced and written. It was produced by Fola Cronin O'Reilly, who is herself from Cremorne and an Oscar nominee, if I'm not mistaken. And it was also co-written along with Fola by my next guest, Shane Crowley, who happens to be from Killorglin. And he's on the line now. Shane, welcome to the programme.
Hey Deirdre, thanks for having me. How are you keeping?
I'm very good and it's great to talk to you. Listen, there's a great buzz around God's Creatures. It's been shown at a few film festivals before Dublin, wasn't it? Am I right there?
It was, yeah. It was at, we premiered in Cannes actually last year in what's called the Cannes End, the Director's Fortnight. So yeah, it's been floating around now for a while. So then we did a couple of film festivals in America and it was actually released in America in September. And we were just kind of waiting then to launch the film on this side of the water. We did Dublin and then we did Glasgow. We screened in London then there the other night at the Irish Film London St. Patrick's Festival. So yeah, then released next on Friday. So looking forward to now getting it out to Irish audiences.
Now, I watched the trailer this morning and I have to say it has me completely sucked in already. I really want to go and see it now. It's quite dark, isn't it? I mean, it's Paul Mescal not playing a role you'd expect him to play.
Well, I mean, that's probably the power of the film as well, like, and hopefully that draws in people's attention because I guess people might go expecting something typical of what he's done before, but like the amazing film After Sun and Normal People. But yeah, no, this is very different. So he plays an Irish guy who moves back to Kerry. It's kind of like in a fictional kind of Kerry town. He comes back to his hometown after a period of time away and moves into his mother and father's house again. And it's just about the kind of nature of those relationships, particularly with his mother, who he's very close to. And they kind of, yeah, him coming back into the home, like, brings this spark of joy to her life that's kind of been missing for a long time. And so, yeah, it's just kind of about this lie then that she then tells for him when a sexual assault accusation is made and the kind of ripple effects of that lie within the community, within the family, and yeah, just within their, like, her life particularly. Emily Watson plays Aileen, the titular character, and she is just, yeah, she's an amazing, amazing actor, and to the rest of the cast as well, yeah.
Incredible.
Well worth going to the cinema.
Yeah, I mean, you can even tell from the trailer that Emily Watson is going to just soak up the screen in this, because she looks incredible, like it's a really strong performance. And Shane, just of course, we always want to know about the Kerry connection. You're from Killorglin, Fola Cronin O'Reilly is from Cremorne, and you co-wrote the story together. How did that come about? Do you go way back, or how did you meet?
Yeah. We've been buddies since we were 12 year olds in the IFK in Killorglin. I guess Fola had produced, as you said earlier, a short film that when she was in college, the NFTS in London, that got nominated for an Oscar. And while there, she was trying to build up like her slate of own ideas, getting out into the real world, working after college. And I was just someone that she happened to pitch an idea to about, you know, because her family are oyster farmers and fishermen, so like her history of that world or her awareness of that world kind of suggested itself, you know, for a film that she wanted to make in that kind of epic environment. So yeah, we had come up with this initial idea. I mean, it's actually a decade ago since we sat down in London talking about it first time. I was a waiter in Killarney, in the Paisley Please restaurant in Killarney, so I don't know why she pitched to me. But anyway, that became this drama, this kind of family drama that we wrote a script for. I wrote the script for it. We kind of co-developed the story. And then I used that script to get into college. And it was while there, then we kind of, I guess it reflects kind of a wider conversations that were happening at home in Kerry and across Ireland, about like these kind of small communities that we grew up in. I'm from Killorgan, Fola's from Cremorne. And so, yeah, it's just like there was things happening back in Ireland where like these small communities were kind of sheltering rapists at the expense of, you know, their victims who were trying to pursue them in court. Like there was a couple of high profile cases that we were kind of uncomfortable with. Like the dialogue behind it was like, why do small communities protect these men and give them kind of a long leash? So we just wanted to reflect that in this story that we had about, you know, this family of oyster farmers. So, yeah, it kind of layered up then over the course of the years we brought in Anna and Celia, and it became, again, this kind of more psychological story of Aileen and the lie that she tells. So, yeah, it was a long, long process. It took 8 years from the first written word until it went into development in 2021.
And you must be fairly pleased with the finished product, because I suppose it's hard when you're a writer and you picture things going, you know, your work, your hard labor, you picture it in one way, and then maybe when the film is completed mightn't be quite what you envisaged originally. But were you pleased with the end result and the casting and how the story was depicted and everything?
I think you could probably, yeah, you don't even have to ask that question. I'm absolutely overjoyed, with the whole experience of it. It was such a long process that inevitably you go through all the emotions with it. But as of now, yeah, it's like, it's amazing to have got the experience to work with just these amazing bunch of actors, you know, Emily, Paul, Aisling, Tony, Marion, all of them. And then the relationship that you develop with, you know, your directors, Anna and Celia, like, you know, you just build up these friendships that are going to last. You just know that they're going to last a long time. And then you have the film and you've got this kind of shared thing. And it's amazing. Yeah, it is class. And I would just say to people, like, it's worth sitting in a cinema with other people and going and watching it, because I think it'll spark a conversation. And yeah, it's just, rather than sitting at home and watching it on like Netflix, like it's a real special thing to go to cinema and watch a film like this.
Exactly. And we'll all be able to identify with the village and the kind of conversations, as you said, that happen in villages and how people take sides and things and all of that. Shane, just about yourself, are you a full-time screenwriter now?
Yeah, I suppose, that call a couple of years back, and I was living in bread and butter for a long time up in my parents' house. But it's going well now, yeah, absolutely. I'm myself and Fowler working on another couple of ideas, and then, yeah, just trying to, you know, keep the head down and keep working. I'm over here in Edinburgh now with my partner Laura. She's over here studying, so I kind of ebb and flow between here and Kerry. So, yeah, it's a real privilege to be doing it, to be honest with you, at the minute.
And
it's such a good moment for Irish film.
I was just about to ask you that. I said it's a great time to be an Irish man in the movie business, I'd imagine.
It is, yeah. I mean, we were in London on Saturday night at this kind of festival that the Irish Film London were running, and there was just, yeah, this excitement and like a real interest among an audience of largely British people that really engaged with the story. So yeah, it's funny. I don't know why it's happening right now. Like, as I said, you know, our directors are American, but this is such, they've done such a good job at this film. Like, it's a real Irish story. So yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, I can't wait to see it in the cinema, Shane, and I'm sure everyone in Killorgan is incredibly proud of you, and indeed of Fola as well, who's a well-established name in the movie business too. Listen, the very best of luck with it. We'll be dying to see it, and continued success with your career, Shane.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. I might just give a quick shout-out to my uncles over in America who might be listening in on this. Three men from North Kerry, three sound men, Vincent, Richard and Bobby. Richard led out the Rockland Irish American Cultural Centre in the St. Patrick's Day Festival yesterday. So congratulations to Richard. Thanks, Deirdre.
Brilliant, brilliant. Great to talk to you, Shane. All the best. That is Shane Crowley there from Killorglan, who co-wrote God's Creatures, starring Paul Mescal and Emily Watson. It premiered at the Dublin Film Festival. If you're near a computer, just Google it and have a look at the trailer. And I think the trailer will definitely get you sucked in, because it's very dark, but it looks like a really gripping psychological drama. So it opens in cinemas across Kerry this weekend in Tralee and Killarney if you want to check it out. God's Creatures, again, is the name of it. Okay, a small sus to take back with you in just a moment.